Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10 hour midweek prayer session. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and expansion. Always, I like to remind you the words of Job. It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So as we take three deep breaths in, let us be intentional of our time together. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. Extend the stomach. And take in the life-giving, energizing, restorative breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly release. As you take your second deep breath in, drop your attention down into your heart space, into this cave, the sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, set the intention to be present for the next 9 or so minutes as we deepen down into consciousness. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. This morning I'd like to share with you Psalm 8. Psalms for praying, an invitation to wholeness, Nancy Merrill. O love, my beloved, how powerful is your name in all the earth. You whose glory is sung in heaven by the angels and saints. Who with the innocence and spontaneity of a child confound those who are mighty and proud. You comfort the unloving and fearful. When I look up at the heavens, at the work of love's creation, at the infinite variety of your plan, what is woman that you rejoice in her, and man that you do delight in him? You have made us in your image. You fill us with your love. You have made us co-creators of the earth, guardians of the planet, to care for all your creatures, to tend the land, the sea, and the air we breathe, all that you have made, you have placed in our hands. O love, my beloved, how powerful is your name in all the earth. Divine Beloved, Infinite Intelligence, Ground of our being, the mystery of life. The psalmist asked the question, what is woman that you have made us in your image and likeness, and man that you do delight in him? For we have forgotten this truth about ourselves and our true nature, that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God, that all that you are, we are also. For you have made us in your image. You have put your breath of life inside of us. You quicken, you renew, restore, you replenish. And yet we forget. We forget who we are and whose we are. So in this moment of conscious remembrance that we are children of the Most High God, endowed with all that you are, that health, that wholeness, that peace, that joy, that right and perfect expression. All of this we hold, acknowledge, and claim for ourselves. We know that we are not just this physical form, the skin and bones and all that houses within it. We are spirit. We are your life. We are you. So let us continue to peel back the layers of dross that we have allowed to build up that makes us feel separate from you. Let us discard all the thoughts, the fears, the trepidations that make us feel we are not enough. Let us erase the conditioning that we've had since childhood. And let us remember that we are love itself. That we are here to be love, know love, share love, experience love. Love is the core. Love is our essence. Love is our reason for being. Divine beloved. Infinite creator source of all that is. You know the individual needs of each and everyone here present. And for those that have asked for prayers for their healing. We know that yours is the deathless realization that dwells in every cell, every tissue, every organ, every part of our being. Your self-existent life resides. If it were not so, none of us ever could be healed. And so we speak this word for health and wholeness, for healing and right expression in their physical bodies, in their emotional bodies, in their mental and etheric bodies. We speak this word for this beautiful planet upon which we dwell. And as the psalmist said this morning, for which we are caretakers of. May we honor all sentient beings. May we recognize their life and their right to live in the habitats that you created for them. May we stop polluting the air, the earth, the waters, in our sense that we are entitled to do so. May we release our sense of superiority and see the connection to the all that is in and through everything, in and through everyone. O Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator Source of all that is, for all that is going on in the world at this time, where man is perpetrating heinous crimes against his fellow man, where the need of greed is greater than man's right to food or water. May we step away from our short-sighted ways and come back to the remembrance of our reason for being. That is love. Love for ourselves, love for each other, and love for you. O Divine Beloved, for your infinite grace, your eternal blessings, your endless mercies. We are eternally and ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. We will repeat the prayer of intention. I know many of you have your phones on mute for background noise, so repeat it right where you are. Take a deep breath in. I am the light of God. Within and without. Radiating brightly. I am the love of God. within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without, eternal and unceasingly. My beloved, as we come to the end of today, Sunday, our 10 of 10, I wish you a very blessed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Rev. Ng Sunday Soul Connection. Have a blessed week.